keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Sophie and Liv with your 8am headlines. In local news, a deadly synthetic opioid has been discovered at a Brisbane pill testing site. The suspected counterfeit OxyContin, named nitazine, has been found to be up to 1,000 times more powerful than morphine, which is triggering an urgent alert from authorities. Nitazines are a family of substances which were discovered in the 1950s, but never prescribed clinically because of how addicted they are. The drugs were found for sale online, and some experts are warning that its usage has the potential to create Australia's version of a fentanyl crisis. Experts say this has highlighted the importance of drug testing facilities, ensuring quality control and often saving lives around the country.
The Australian Medical Association has called upon the Queensland Government to provide support and reform to hospitals in Western Queensland to make essential medical care more accessible. AMA Queensland has identified that the waitlist for elective surgeries is getting increasingly delayed, placing further pressure on hospitals and leaving patients in prolonged pain or discomfort. Dr. Nick Yim, president of AMA Queensland, stated that a possible solution to this crisis is to create a rotation of surgeons and doctors from metropolitan areas, as well as increased funding to regional hospitals. In an interview with the ABC, Dr. Yim stated that he is optimistic that the government may continue to work with the association to create a significant change.
In national news, this Wednesday night, the government opposition, One Nation, and several crossbenchers voted unanimously to suspend Senator Lydia Thorpe from the Senate until Thursday night, the last sitting day of the year. The suspension came after Senator Thorpe tore up and threw a motion at One Nation leader Pauline Hanson, who had questioned Senator Fatima Payman's eligibility to sit in Parliament. In response, Senator Payman called out Senator Hanson's remarks as racist behaviour, though she was later required to retract this statement under Senate rules. Senator Thorpe criticised the double standards in the Senate's conduct rules, pointing out the contrast between her actions and tearing up a paper in protest as an Indigenous woman, and Senator Hanson's documented history of racist behaviour.
New rental data has identified that almost all of regional New South Wales has become unaffordable to the average renter. The average regional renter is paying 30% of their income on rent, with the once affordable towns now being widely considered unattainable. Experts in regional planning have said that medium density town planning may be the solution to provide better access to housing and resources. Professor Wales, member of the New South Wales Regional Planning Panel, has stated that there is an intergenerational tension between those who got into the market 30 years ago, as opposed to those who are struggling to achieve what was so easily achieved before. According to him, cheap land in these areas is difficult to find and urban sprawl is not the solution. Despite many locals opposing the idea, many experts have identified that apartment buildings may be the only way out of this crisis.
In international news, Sudan's civil war is reaching a critical point in the city El Fasher in North Darfur, where experts warn hundreds of thousands of people could die. The city, which is home to 2.5 million people, is under siege by the Rapid Support Forces, who are battling Sudan's armed forces. Satellite images show widespread destruction as these attacks push within 3.5 kilometres of military strongholds. The war has displaced 11 million people, sparking famine and atrocities, with aid groups fearing an assault on Zamzam camp, housing hundreds of thousands of refugees. Experts warn the fall of El Fasher could escalate genocide and starvation, urging a ceasefire and international action to avert progression of what is already a catastrophic humanitarian crisis.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news at 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.